5 years ago, the sanctioning body known as the International Association of Athletics Federations said Oscar Pistorius's carbon fiber running blades gave him an unfair advantage. He was barred from competing in Olympic-related events. That's when University of Idaho researcher Craig McGowan got involved.
It's a fantastic opportunity to try to understand how the neuromuscular system adapts to control something like this.
The associate professor of biological sciences became part of a team that set out to see if Pistorius's lightweight running devices did, in fact, give him an advantage. McGowan says the researchers spent 3 days with the runner, poking and prodding to see how Pistorius's special devices work.
You can actually think of humans running and many animals running as running springs or pogo sticks. And so these devices were created to model that elastic behavior of the biological leg.
The researchers also checked to see if the prosthesis might slow him down by giving him less force to push off the ground. Their findings? McGowan says there isn't enough scientific evidence yet to say, one way or another, but he believes Pistorius is an exceptional athlete who earned his right to compete in the Olympics. The team's research changed enough minds that Pistorius saw his Olympic ban lifted.
I'm happy that he's able to pursue his dream based on some work that we were able to do.
For McGowan, working with Pistorius opened up other research possibilities. He says he's interested in using what he learned to help injured veterans adapt to their prostheses. In the meantime, he'll cheer Pistorius on. The men's 400-meter takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He'll also race in the men's 4x400 next Thursday and Friday. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.